you know, I'm from Newtownard Road and I grew up going to see the bands. I took my children to see the bands, my grandchildren go to see the bands. I don't agree with the situation that are going. I think the bands should be, lodges should be allowed to walk up there. But earlier this year, I was condemned by a leading member of the Orange Order who condemned me and condemned my project and said Protestants shouldn't learn Irish, even though he used the language himself. I was then invited up to the headquarters to speak with the Grand Master of the Orange Order and other members, and I thought naively for an apology, and I was again condemned. I could only use it as a good telling off, I could say. And what I would say to you is, how can an organisation which displays such intolerance ask for tolerance? Because to me it's tolerance that's needed, and I show tolerance. The people that come to my classes show tolerance, and some of them are members of the Orange Order. But the Orange Order is never going to get anywhere, in my opinion, until it shows tolerance, and that is also tolerance to people from within the nationalist community. I have Catholic relatives. If I was a member of the Orange Order would prohibit me from going to their funerals.
No.
Is that what it's
on? Oh, no, you're right, but let me say, it's yourself decide whether you stay in an organisation that does that.
Well,
so it's yourself,
yes.
You know. It's
yes, but it's still the organisation that's the root. And I think, and I maybe this is a naive thing for me to say, but I think the Orange Order could go such a long way if it said, you know what, you know, this is our history, but of course, why would we mind any of our members going to the funeral of a Catholic friend or relative? And I think that would be such you know, a symbolic show of tolerance by the Orange Order, and maybe that would be returned.
A couple of things. Irish language, I have no objection to anybody learning the Irish language, no objection to anybody learning French or German, but I do think it would be naive to think, I'm not saying you are naive, Linda, but naive to think the Irish language hasn't been used as a tool, as a political tool over years. So it wasn't necessarily, so I can understand attitudes towards it, I have to say. But equally, I don't think anybody stopped going to your class in Newtownard Road. You know, I think there was a bit of publicity around it at that time. But certainly, if somebody wants to learn Irish, more part of me, try to learn it in the police for a while, just to pass myself. J.D.S. J.M.R.D.S. Hammy Gomei, Board Namonasie, Board Falsi, you know. You know, so. What do you call it? I have no issue, so I think there is tolerance, but I can see people angry about the language in the sense because of the way it was used. You know, it was used as a political tool. But I think it does a disservice to anybody who's genuinely into the language for the sake of language to object to anybody learning. With regard to the funerals, that's one of the rules of the institution. It's like any, like a church, like any organisation has rules. If you don't like those rules, don't belong to it. I would say there's several members believe it should be changed, several members believe it shouldn't be changed, and we're a democratic organisation and take decisions. But it is a difficult one, because I can, Gloria Hunningford Fowler, a prime example, was an Orange man, didn't go to her wedding because she married a Roman Catholic. So if you change the rule now, you have a certain element there thinking, I missed my own daughter's wedding because of my principles, and that, you know. So there'd be an element of the old schooler who obeyed that rule and said, why should change it? Equally, there's an element of the old said, yes, we should change it. Nobody doesn't go to the funeral. I think that the tradition, particularly in the rural areas, is you go to the funeral, you stand outside, but that's totally acknowledged by your Roman Catholic neighbours. You're there, you're acknowledging, you go to the wake, but you don't go in because the Mass is celebrated during the funeral, and that's the issue. It's the Mass, it's not against the individual. Equally, there's Orange men break the rule. And if they break the rule, then they're taking their chances. It's up to them how strongly they want to do that. But I understand where you're coming from, and there's differences of opinion within the institution. But at this point in time, that's the rule. And if somebody doesn't like that rule, then they resign. People have resigned from the order because they say, my daughter's getting married and I'm going to the wedding, so it wouldn't be right to be a hypocrite to do it without resigning. That, I have no issue with that whatsoever. So rules can be changed from within the organisation. I think at times some will be changed. But I think we're still coming out, or we're still of this conflict mentality. It goes back to the point where I don't think we've sort of sussed it out in the unionist side how to deal with the peace process.
Yeah. I do believe if that rule was changed, that would go a massive way to show the order as a tolerant organisation. And I think that's what it needs to do. If it wants to move on and it wants to make headway, I think it has to take the higher moral ground, in my opinion.
But, yeah, fair comment. Yeah.